We have one of our faithful regulars, Justin Osagen, here to talk about the Clover Valley Farm Fest. Thanks, Justin, for being here this morning.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for having us. It's always a delight to be on the radio with you.
It is always a delight. And I'm especially delightful because we have something new to talk about today, which is Clover Valley. Tell you what, you just have your act together and you're doing a lot of fun things this summer. Before I even ask you about the Fun Fest coming up, let me just ask how the farm trail is going. We've been advertising it all summer. I'm hoping that people are getting out there on Sunday afternoons. How's it going? Do you know?
Oh my gosh, that farm trail is just as successful as can be. I feel like we're just firing on every one of our cylinders this year.
That's
you
great.
Know, we started this farm trail back on Memorial Day weekend. That was our opening day. Some local farmers, folks who live and grow produce around the Clover Valley area, we met all winter long and we had a dream. You know, and we essentially threw a party, and that party was come out to our farms and purchase products directly from your local farmers. And you never know if you throw a party if people are going to show up. But I tell you what, people do come, and every Sunday is just more fun than the Sunday before. You know, that farm trail is open every Sunday through, mid-October, I guess. We don't really have an end date yet.
Yeah.
But every Sunday from noon to 5, and people can drive or bike from farm stand to farm stand. They can buy stuff that's just fresh off the farm, produce, fruits, prepared foods, some crafts. And it is just the best thing that I've ever been involved with, I have to say. Yeah. It's so nice to have people come out, see where their food is grown, maybe have a chat with the person growing their food, and we get some money in the process, and that's always good.
Yeah. No, I've been on it just once, and I was amazed. Like, first of all, things were sold out already, and also there were other people around. Like, it wasn't like you were all alone. You could tell there were people doing this, and I do love the idea of people coming out to you rather than you always having to come into town and figure out how to, you know, make your wares accessible to us. You know, it's just such a good idea. So,
it is so just wildly successful. It's more successful than any of us dreamt it could be. And some really great news is it looks like we're going to grow a little bit for next year. We've had people come out of the woodwork saying, how do we get involved with this thing? We want to have people come to our farm too. So we will be around next year, and I think that we're going to be a little bit bigger and even better than this year.
Wonderful. And you're also culminating this year with this Farm Fest, I believe it's called. Tell us what this will be like.
Yeah. So just as people have been able to come out to our farms and buy produce, one thing that we've been hearing is people want a little bit more on-farm activity. And so we got some grant funding from a group called Renewing the Countryside. And it's a group that provides funds to kind of rehabilitate the kind of the old-fashioned family farm.
Yeah.
And so they've provided some seed money so that we can bring people to a working farm. So on Sunday, the 27th, that's coming up in just like 10 days, we're doing a farm fest where all of the farmers who participate in the farm trail, we're throwing a party for the public, and we've got live music. We're going to have some vendor booths, not only the products that the farmers sell, but we're inviting a number of local artisans and craftsmen to come out and sell their wares. We're going to have some demonstrations. Let's see, Dan Schutte, who has a really successful business in native plants, which is Shoreview Natives, he's going to be there doing some demonstrations on landscaping with native plants. A guy named Blaine, who sells these fantastic raised beds for anybody who wants to have sort of a ready-to-go little backyard garden, could buy a raised bed. He's going to be there demonstrating how to use a raised bed, how to grow food in that. Cindy from Clover Valley Farms is going to be doing some sessions on felting, which is creating darling little crafts using wool that they grow on their sheep. So it's wool felting. She might be doing some dyeing with native plants as well. I'm not quite sure about the dyeing. But there's going to be more than just the opportunity to buy fresh produce. There's there's some interactive activities, there's live music. So we're all super busy planning it right now and super excited about this big party that we're going to throw next Sunday.
Yeah. What a fun community has really come out of the woodwork, Justin, at your mm-hmm. leadership. And I just think it's really, really neat. I hope lots of people show up. It should be a really fun time. Yeah.
We hope so. And, you know, we're hoping that we get a great turnout. The community has shown so much support for the farm trail, and this is a nice add-on to the existing farm trail,
yep.
this one-day event.
Yeah, yeah.
We're hoping that folks come and spend the afternoon with us. This is not visioned as merely drop in for 10 minutes and make some purchases. This is really okay. visioned as an activity where a family can come, bring some lawn chairs, learn a few things about the types of things that local farmers have going on their farms, get to walk around a farm, enjoy some music. We'll have some food trucks there, so food will be available. So we're really hoping that our community turns out and spends the afternoon with us and that we get to know each other just that much better.
Wonderful. Well, good luck. And
I'm sure
we'll have you on again soon. We're out of time, but thanks again, Justin, and we'll see you out at the farm.
Great. Thank you so much, Katya.
All
see
right.
you Sunday.
You bet.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Justin Osagian of the Clover Farm Trail and also the Farm Fest.